With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. The justices ruled 8-1 Friday in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders.
The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. The case stems directly from the Supreme Court's Bruin decision in 2022. A Texas man, Zaki Rahimi, was accused of hitting his girlfriend during an argument in a parking lot and later threatening to shoot her. The case was watched for its potential to affect cases in which other gun ownership laws were questioned, like Hunter Biden's prosecution.
Also at SRNnews.com, new research finds that sleep apnea may be helped by an anti-obesity drug.
Sleep apnea is a dangerous disorder in which people snore and struggle to breathe when they're sleeping. The research found people who took tirzepatide, the active ingredient in Zepbound, had 40% fewer episodes per hour in which their breathing slowed or completely stopped as they slept. Eli Lilly says it has applied to the Food and Drug Administration to expand the use of the drug for sleep apnea, which affects an estimated 20 million Americans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The personal health care information of one out of every three Americans may be in the hands of hackers. Change Healthcare is confirming that hackers stole medical records during a server attack in February. Change is a subsidiary of United Health Group. The data breach affects what the company calls a substantial proportion of people. They have access to health records of about a third of all Americans. Stolen information includes phone numbers, email addresses, even social security numbers. This is SRN News. Ireland considers a hate crimes law.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that has stirred much controversy due to its vague wording. One part of the proposed legislation makes it an offense to, quote, possess materials that could incite hatred, with a 5-year prison term to be levied against violators. Some critics say that could make possession of a Bible against the law. Scotland recently sparked an uproar with its own hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Artificial intelligence could be misused to spread misleading or false claims about the Holocaust. That's the warning from a new report. The international agency says powerful AI programs could allow hate groups to generate realistic photos and images that falsely call into question the murder of Jews and other groups by the Nazis. Widespread use of AI programs for educational purposes could also increase the likelihood that people stumble across unreliable information about the Holocaust. This is SRN News. Car dealerships are being disrupted by a multi-day outage.
Car dealerships across North America have faced a major disruption this week. CDK Global, a company that provides software for thousands of auto dealers in the U.S. and Canada, was hit by back-to-back cyber attacks on Wednesday. That led to an outage that continues to impact many operations. For prospective car buyers, that may mean facing delays at affected dealerships or seeing their orders written up by hand with no immediate end in sight. Ron Taylor reporting.
According to a new survey, many people with electric vehicles are thinking about switching back to internal combustion engines. The 2024 McKinsey & Co. survey found that 46% of EV owners polled in the U.S. say they will likely return to gas-powered vehicles. Worldwide, 29% said they would probably return. More details at srnnews.com.